News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Frisky Friday. I've got A-Hope in the building. I'm joined by Brandy Winkleman and her daughter, Chloe Winkleman. From A-Hope, go to A-Hope4SRC.com. A-Hope4SRC.com. We also have a special guest in the studio as well. We have Chopper, who is, what would you classify him as?
An excellent pet.
Exactly.
That is litter box trained,
mm-hmm.
that is very loving and obedient, yes. and comes when you call him. And he's
really?
On a leash.
Wow.
And he is over a pound and a half. He's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a rat.
Yeah. We've talked about it here on this show. I mean, you know, people have pets of all kinds. People have pet rocks. I mean, come on.
Yeah, this is way better and softer than a pet rock. I mean, depending on the rock, I guess. But, you know, rocks don't come when you call them either.
Right. So I didn't know that you could walk a rat on a leash. You could call it and it would come to you. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And we are very lucky to have rescue animals of all kinds. But definitely the rats are some of my favorites because they can definitely surprise you. Mm. He's only... I want to say 3 or 4 months old now,
mm-hmm.
and he is bigger than the size of a 6-week-old kitten.
Wow.
And he's very clean. People don't think that rats are clean.
He is clean. Very clean. Yeah.
Very clean. He loves using his litter box. We just use pellet litter, and he loves that. You know what my favorite thing about rats is?
What?
They can literally eat anything. Anything. So if you're on a diet, best diet friend pet, you know, like I want half a cookie, you want half a cookie. And the only thing, I mean, I keep him away from citrus, of course, and, you know, too much of a good thing is still a bad thing. So, but they're excellent pets. And we still have, I think we have about 10 up for adoption right now, males and females. And it's that same website. Instead of just the main page, you just go /rats and you'll see the rats that we have for adoption, all kinds, all colors, and all types of history.
All right. So anybody that's been in Destin, maybe hanging out down by, you know, like the docks and
okay,
the
not the same.
So I want to differentiate because when a lot of people hear the term rat, they think, well, I hear you on the show with other people talking about extermination methods.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, so
these are domesticated fancy rats.
Domesticated. These
indoor
are fancy
only,
rats.
Yeah, very fancy rats.
Okay.
There was a queen who first owned one, and that's where they got the name from, Fancy.
Fancy rats.
She decided that she wanted them as pets, and so they became Fancy.
Hmm.
They are, but yes, no, they are not your down by the rocks, by the ocean rats at all.
Yeah, okay.
Children at home, don't chase down those rats.
Right. Those are not the friendly ones.
Not the friendly ones. I mean, they could be, but, you know, don't ask them.
Yeah. They're feral. Just
these
like
are
feral,
feral
cats.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
gotta
yeah,
let
yeah,
them,
yeah.
Let them run. I'm sure you said a queen first. I could imagine the queen being like, you, I'd rather be friends with a rat. And then she made it happen. And then here we are years later. And we've got domesticated rats.
I will never forget that now. Like every time I think about fancy rats, that's where I'm going to absolutely go is you going.
Yep. Yep.
I'd rather be friends with a rat. Like I pictured Bridgerton.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like there's a rat walking in on Bridgerton. Like
exactly.
Great.
Exactly. Go to A-Hope, the number 4SRC.com. You hear me talking about A-Hope all the time, like almost every day on the show. And I strongly encourage everybody to foster and get involved with A-Hope. I've been talking about that Aces for Animals for
yes.
a long time. How did that go? That event just happened.
It was excellent. So we definitely want to thank the Roger Scott Tennis Center for their generosity.
Mm-hmm.
And the players who showed up, I think we had 50 players that showed up. 52 players. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. 52 players. And we raised $9,000 that'll go towards the A-Hope Spay Neuter Clinic being built in Milton.
That's
on
awesome.
Pine Blossom Road that we're hoping will be up by the end of this year.
Mm. And that's so, a very, very
incredible.
Important, yeah, thing. We got to help control that pet population and avoid any unnecessary euthanasia. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
That's excellent.
Chloe, you're not going to get away that easily. You're sitting there watching that clock going, we're almost done. We're almost done. I'll be out of here. He's not going to go to me. No, we're going to call on you. Chloe, how are you today?
Good.
Good. All right. What do you do for A-Hope?
I am the teen volunteer
coordinator.
Coordinator.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? What do you do?
Well,
Chloe's 14 years old.
Mm-hmm. And you help other teens that are interested in animals like yourself?
Yes. Yeah. So the teen volunteers is what I associate with.
You get them all signed up?
You're their peer, so she
You set a good example,
them.
I'm sure, right? And it's hard not to love animals when your mom is Brandy Winkleman, right?
Yes.
She got you into loving animals, I'm sure, at an early age. What was your first pet?
Well, we have house pets, but my first pet that was ever, like, in my room was a rat.
There we go. All right. You'd
she
rather be friends
rats.
With a rat. Yes.
Rather be friends with a rat.
So was that cool? Like, probably none of your friends at school had pet rats, right?
No.
Yeah. Any like, other interesting pets that you might have had that maybe other people might be like, well, really? You had that in your bedroom?
No, dogs just and cats.
Dogs, cats, and rats. All right. Well, thank you guys for the work that you do. How long have you been the teen coordinator at A-Hope?
So I think it was announced at near December, last mm-hmm. December.
Okay. So. Awesome. Well,
so Chloe's the person that connects with anybody who's under the age of 17 that wants to volunteer, because we take volunteers of all ages. They just have different stipulations. And Chloe is able to connect peer-to-peer with them and let them know that there is something for everyone at all ages.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing this forever. And letting them know that it's not just about cuddling puppies and kittens all the time, or rats.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the work behind the scenes and
right.
Changing laws and ordinances. She tells people how to take care of kittens found outdoors. There's a video on YouTube of her telling people what to do if they find kittens.
Mm.
Right? Yeah, it's still there.
You're on the internet. So do you allow her to do social media?
She has helped with uploading some of our Instagram. She doesn't do mm-hmm. a lot of social media stuff. She is more of an in-person. She helps clean. She helps just really connect with peers her own age. And she's very well-versed in, you know, doing the medical side of things, too. So this child can use syringes and knows sizes of needles and fluids. Terrible at math in school. Terrible.
Me too.
But
I'm
she
right
can
there with you.
Cook like a genius and knows medications and measurements and things like that. So she's actually helping me through my euthanasia course right now, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about the medical side of this, because sometimes you have little kittens and puppies and maybe rats that have medical needs, right? So
yes.
You need fosters that can actually administer medications and things like that.
Absolutely. Especially whenever we get really sick ones in, which is mostly what we focus on, is neonate kittens and domesticated rats. Mm-hmm. And so we get critical animals into care, and it's not, you know, things, obviously, there are definitely limits what we send them to the veterinarian for versus what is an immediate life-saving protocol that we have in place. So it's mostly about making sure that they get those dewormings, those, basics ahead of time to get them through to the next steps, mm-hmm. because it is life-saving. We have instances, like the other day we had a lady who's a frequent flyer, apparently, but we've pressed charges at this point. First time ever we've done that. She dumped kittens on our front porch again, super sick and dying, and full of multiple parasites. And we had to immediately treat that and then get them into foster care. And once again, our fosters came through to save their lives. Mm. Thank goodness, because it's just tragic. They would have definitely died on our front porch because we do not have regular hours. She did not know we were going to be there again next. Mm. So this happens often.
Wow.
And Chopper, like mm-hmm. I said, came from a hoarding case.
Yeah.
And they were
so cute.
Dying.
Golly, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's so well behaved.
He is. He's just chilling.
So he came from a hoarding case where they were just dying and from parasite overload and suffocation and disease from somebody who, I always say, they just loved animals too much that they couldn't say no.
Yeah, I understand. And this is something that sets A-Hope apart because you're not a shelter.
Correct. Absolutely.
Everybody that is associated with A-Hope and all of the animals are under foster care.
Correct. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are an animal advocacy and welfare organization. So we're doing anything in our power to keep pets and people together and keep animals out of animal shelters because we believe that, you know, we're the people who are the animal people. Right. So we need people to step up and make a difference and make a change. And we need people to help other people make those same changes and make that same difference. So it's a lot of boring behind the scenes work, which is why we struggle to keep volunteers, is because they come to an animal organization and think it's all, you know, animals in a shelter
hanging
that they're going to get
cute animals.
No, we rarely get to hang out with cute animals. We rarely get to cuddle them. We call it the cuddle-free zone inside of our facility because usually they're there as like just a stopping point real quick to get them better. Mm-hmm. So in the foster care, if you want to cuddle animals, sign up to foster.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So inside our homes and inside the facility, we're working on lots of research, lots of data collection, lots of changes being made, lots of things to change future possibilities, because with this cycle of repeating history where we're just allowing overpopulation to continue and thinking that we can't do anything and thinking that we hate all people because these people over here have mistreated the animals, or not looking into why an animal is being quote unquote mistreated by the opinions of others is really harsh, instead of looking at how we can help this person become a better person, because that animal has no idea how much money that person makes, nor do they care. Mm-hmm. That animal has no idea what county it lives in. That animal has no idea what state it's in. That animal has no idea what the laws and regulations are at all. All they care about is having a safe and comfortable environment to live in, and their person, which is their family too. Mm. So keeping them together is extremely important.
A-Hope, the number 4, SRC.com, Animal Health Outreach Prevention Education. That's what we're all about. Go to A-Hope, the number 4, SRC.com for more information. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this affordable spay and neuter clinic that is coming in, when that might be open, and what you can do to get involved and help out. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel right here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm your host, Jake Walker. We'll be right back with more Brandy and Chloe Winkleman when we come back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering those classic hits from the 70s through the 90s, from Pat Benatar, Blondie, The Cars, The Cure, to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. You can come out and enjoy at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Frisky Friday. I've got A-Hope in the studio. Brandy and Chloe Winkleman are joining me. Go to A-Hope, the number 4, SRC.com. We also have Chopper, a domesticated fancy rat, right straight from the queen. Fancy rat hanging out with his Chopper. He's so cute. If you've never thought about maybe having a rat as a pet, I'm telling you, it could be very, very cool. You can walk it on a leash. You call it. It'll come to you. What about affection? Are they pretty affectionate animals?
Oh, my gosh. They're so affectionate. Hmm. They're extremely affectionate. Yeah. It's
very nice.
It's difficult sometimes. So, you know, that's the main thing about litter box training them is making sure the litter box trains so you can have them out more often. Because like Chopper, he doesn't understand why he has to go in the cage. He looks very confused at you. Like, wait, I didn't do anything. So, yeah. No, they're very affectionate.
Very nice. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. 850-437-1620. We have a few moments left for Frisky Friday. All right. So let's talk about the spay and neuter clinic. This is going to be an affordable spay and neuter clinic. Is there a targeted start date, open date for this?
Yeah. So we're going to have to say for now, the spring of 2025 would be the targeted opening date because we're intending to have it done, being built by the end of this year. Okay. So, and we got to get, you know, our teams trained up and everything in the clinic. So our targeted opening date is going to be spring of 2025. I mean, could be winter, you know, trying to get ahead of that kitten boom. But that's hopefully. But everything's going really well right now. We're in the major fundraising, capital fundraising process right now. And you can keep up to date on our Facebook page and on our website on the clinic coming soon link to see where we're at in the process, because all the materials are here. We're going through the final permits right now. And of course there's, you know, always bumps along the way and little zigzags. So it's never going to be like a straight shot, but we've expected this the whole time and we're almost there. So we're definitely almost there.
And this is sort of your brainchild, right? Like this is...
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, whenever I first went into this, I was just a lone person who was volunteering at the Santa Rosa shelter and just said, this is not okay. And it wasn't that I was seeing animals dying every day. It was that I was seeing so many animals still coming in the door and people not knowing that animals were dying out the back door.
Right.
So it was just like, this has to stop. And I was like making posts about, we just got to open a spay neuter clinic. Like I had no thought process beyond that. It was just like, let's do this. And I was trying to talk to officials and such. Yeah. And I was a little crazy in the beginning. They kept asking me, you know, like, where did this girl come from? Like, who is this person? And so crazy makes it though. I will say crazy does make it. If there's very few times in a woman's life that she can be called crazy, this is one of them. And, crazy pushed me through to where I was crazy enough to talk to other crazy people who joined on a board, and we decided to form a nonprofit so I didn't look so crazy alone.
So crazy in groups.
Crazy in groups is way better because then people are like, whoa, this is kind of scary. Let's do it. So we formed that board in 2017, and that's kind of what got us, you know, this forward momentum going. And, you know, we own 25 acres on Pine Blossom Road that, you know, 4,000 square foot clinic is going to be on by the end of this year. So that's just on a couple acres of the property. So of course we have plans, but the clinic is definitely the first one because that's going to be the most impactful because that will help not only individuals of the public, but it'll also help rescue organizations be able to help more animals and help the county keep the animals from entering the shelter and, you know, I mean, keeps costs down all the way around, and it helps owners keep their pets.
What about community cats? Or I know a lot of people go around trapping our community cats and getting them spayed and neutered and back out on the streets.
And they say that most people, I can't remember the percentage off the top of my head, but most people get their cats from off the street. So most people, the cat finds them, not the other way around.
Right.
And so that is a big thing, is getting the community cat population under control, the ferals and the strays. Feral meaning wild, stray meaning somebody might have left it behind, and getting them fixed and vaccinated against rabies and get that little ear tip. So if you see a cat with the left ear with a little cut straight across it, a little tiny piece cut off of it, that means that that cat lives there in that community and somebody is caring for it, feeding it. Somebody has got it the basic vetting that it needed, and you can just let it live out its life there. Yeah,
let it be a cat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. A-Hope, the number four, SRC.com. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll come back to wrap up Frisky Friday. I've got Brandy Winkleman and Chloe Winkleman in the studio. A-Hope, the number four, SRC.com. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's Pensacola Expert Panel. That's it, man. This time goes by really quickly. Brandy Winkleman, Chloe Winkleman, thank you so much for the work that you do at A-Hope. Go to A-Hope, the number 4, SRC.com. Have your pet spayed or neutered. We've got an affordable spay-neuter clinic coming in 2025. Thank you so much for
doing
that.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. All right. We'll see you on Monday.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.